Good morning. I forgot in the first service, so I'll just give you a quick update on Joel, because I know everybody's interested in that. He's doing fabulous. And he is now accepting visitors. However, you still have to go through Carol. And he's not taking a lot of visitors each week because he's still resting. But he is doing great, and as you can imagine, the better he gets, the more he wants to hurry up and get back to church. So we will see what happens there, but I just wanted to let you know that he's doing well. Okay, hopefully this won't cut out on me here. So our scripture today comes from the Old Testament, 1 Chronicles 16. And it says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, sing to him, sing praises to him, tell of all his wonderful works, glory is his in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let them say among the nations, the Lord is king. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Let the field exult and everything in it. Then shall the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever." So 2 weeks ago, I spoke to you about the liturgical calendar and how elements of worship, such as possibly some of the scriptures, and remember I brought the altar cloth and put it here because we use those up in first service. And so those things, those are informed by that liturgical calendar. Well, today I wanted to look at another important element of worship and the importance of singing in worship. Now, when we come to church, to our worship services, we pray, we hear scripture, we hear a message, we give of our tithes and offerings, we listen to the praise band in this service, maybe the handbells, the choir, etc., upstairs. But when we come together, we are in community and fellowship with one another, and a community who shares faith in Jesus Christ. But we all come from different backgrounds. We have different talents, different abilities, and we're different ages. Just look in this room. We have a lot of different ages in here. But church is unique in that regard. It's one of the few places where we can come from so many different backgrounds, so many different ages, and we gather and we have one common goal. And that common goal is to praise God, our Creator, Jesus, our Savior, and the Holy Spirit who lives within us. You can't say that about a stadium because, you know, you go to sports and you have a lot of people gathered of all ages, but they aren't necessarily on the same page, are they? No. Well, several months back, I began reading a book called Sing, How Worship Transforms Your Life, Family, and Church. I originally was going to do this as work it out into Sunday school lessons to teach a Sunday school class, but I told a couple people, and they said, "Are you going to make us sing?" And I said, "No, I'm not going to make you sing." So instead of doing that, I'm bringing it to you here today. So being involved with music for so long, I have seen over and over again how music can be very transforming. For example, on Wednesday evenings sometimes, I come in so exhausted to choir practice, and I think to myself, how am I going to stand up here for an hour and direct choir? Because I'm just exhausted. But every time, I get this resurgence of energy, and I feel so uplifted. It's the fellowship of everybody, but it's also what we are singing. So how can singing together in church be transforming for each and every one of us. Well, singing connects us in a unique way with God, with others, and with ourselves. I enjoy looking out as I'm standing up here singing. I enjoy looking out and watching you sing and bringing your voices to the mix there. But I also notice that there are some of you that are not singing it. Maybe you don't know the song, or unfortunately, it may be that you believe you can't sing. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but probably somewhere in your life, if you're one of those people that believe you can't sing, probably somewhere in your life, somebody told you you can't carry a tune in a bucket. Mm-hmm. I hope nobody said that to you, and if they did, I'm very sorry, because singing is something that brings such joy to each and every one of us. Such joy. And so I just hope that nobody stole that joy from you. I had an experience when I was in junior high school. I had a teacher, my music teacher at the time, the choir teacher. I wanted to try out for a solo. And she didn't really want me singing that solo. But she said to me, she says, "I will let you try out because if I don't, I know it will peeve you." And I'm just like, okay, first of all, I was in ninth grade. I didn't know what the word peeve meant, okay? But just by the way she said it, I knew it was nasty. And I tried out for that solo. Of course, I did not get it. But she proceeded to just criticize me up one side and down the other about my voice. Oh, let's see if this happens. We good? Fortunately, I had a wonderful voice teacher, Peggy Weeks. Do any of you remember Peggy Weeks or remember hearing the name Peggy Weeks? Yes, my mother remembers. Peggy was an awesome Christian lady, and she was an amazing voice teacher. And Peggy just reminded me and gave me the confidence that I needed. She said, "God gave you a voice to sing, and that's what you do, is you sing." Now, it's true, some people have better technique and better pitch than others, but nonetheless, we are all singers, all of us. God created us to sing, and God commands us to sing. He commands us to join in singing with the rest of creation. There was a video I would have loved to play for you, and if you have a chance, I recommend that you watch it. All God's Creatures Got a Place in the Choir, and it's done by an Irish, aren't they Irish band, or Irish men's group, and I can't think of the name of them right now. Celtic Thunder, okay? So, and it's awesome. But it's saying in there how, you know, anything that has paws, we have hands, but, you know, anything that has paws will be praising the Lord. So that's what we got to do. We got to be singing. There are over 400 references to singing in the Bible, and at least 50 of those are commands to sing. Did you know that? I'm not going to ask you to join the choir. I'm not going to ask you to join praise band, but I'm telling you to sing from your heart, because God cares about what we sing and the fact that we're singing. God doesn't care how well we sing. God cares. He just wants us simply to do our best and just care about singing to Him. I found a quote that I believe puts it nicely for singing to God. "Your voice may not be of professional standard, but it is of confessional standard." Okay? Maybe you've heard the saying, "When we sing, we pray twice." Have you ever heard that? Singing is a wonderful way to converse with God. Because we sing in church, we're singing about God and to God, and we're singing with other people that are also praising God and singing to God. And we're giving ourselves a means by which we can be moved to the depths of our souls and unite with God. I would imagine if I asked you that many of you would have a favorite hymn or a favorite song that you like to sing that just stirs something deep within your soul. Do you have a song like that? You don't have to shout it out, but nobody has a song like that. Does anybody have a song like that? Thank you. Thank you. There in the back. Thank you. So, yes, you know it. You all have something that just stirs you like that. Now, my mother has shared a story with me over the years about at her grandfather's funeral, there was a hymn that was sung. She was 9 years old when he passed away, and that still stirs something within her to this day when she hears that song. There is that music has such an impact on our soul. In the passage of Chronicles that I read, it gives us 9 ways on how we are to worship God. Give thanks to the Lord. Call on his name. Make known his deeds. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Notice how that is emphasized twice there. Tell of his wonderful works. Glory in his holy name. Rejoice in the Lord and seek the Lord. We give thanks. We call on his name. We make known his deeds. We tell of his works. We glory and rejoice and seek him in the music that we do, in the music that we sing. Singing connects us to God because we remember the wonderful deeds that God has done and continues to do in our lives. Now, this morning upstairs, we sang How Great Thou Art. Most of you know that. And it just reminds us of God's creation and the things of eternity. But we just sang the song before this. I brought my iPad up here with me. What did we just sing? All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of your goodness, O God. What a powerful message. What a powerful thing to be singing to God. And it says, your goodness is running after me. Isn't that awesome to think that God is running after us, is pursuing us? Is that awesome? Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. I think it's awesome. So singing also connects us to each other. Worship is a time and a place where all of our individual stories meet and we become one voice, one heart, united in praising God. Singing connects us to God on an individual level too. Do you remember the first song that you ever sang about God or Jesus? Jesus loves me. This I know, yeah. You know, Jesus Loves Me is still an awesome song for adults to sing. We get bombarded with so much stuff in life that we need that reminder when we start being critical of ourselves. We need that reminder that, you know what, Jesus loves me no matter what. Jesus loves me. It's important that we sing hymns and praise music for 2 reasons. Because a lot of our theology, the thing that we believe about God, is in those hymns and is in those praise songs. And it just, when we sing them, it just reinforces what we believe. And secondly, when life gets rough, singing can help to calm you down and bring you back to knowing who is in control. Do you ever find yourself, when you're afraid or upset, you find yourself humming or singing a little something? Do you ever do that? I do that all the time, yeah. So not that I'm upset all the time, I just sing all the time. So, but it helps, it gives me that sense of calm. And if you remember, if you've been around a little child, they like to sing because, and they coo and they, and they do things like that. And that is self-soothing. And that's what hymns and praise songs become for us. They are self-soothing because it reminds us of who we belong to. It's awesome. Now, Eli, the other night I heard a recording. Eli was doing Baby Shark when he was going to sleep. Baby Shark, Shark, Shark. Okay, so it doesn't matter. He doesn't know. He's not old enough to know Jesus loves me yet, but someday he'll be singing that too. The last thing I want to say to you about singing this morning is remember who your audience is. Your audience is not the people sitting around you. Your audience is not the praise band that's looking out at you. Your audience is God. I often tell the choir, smile when you sing and take, yes, I do, don't I? And take the words to heart of what you are singing. Music, you know, you think of music as you open a hymnal and you see those black spots on a page, right? That's not music. Music is what comes from within us. It's creation. Of God. God has created us to do this, and that is what makes music. So when that happens, there is joy within us that comes from God. So when you're singing, and I'm not going to be judgmental out here, I'm not going to point out anybody that is not sung or anything like that, but when you sing, sing with expression, like you are talking to God, because that's exactly what you're doing. You're singing to God. You're praising God. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Is that exciting? No. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. That's how you sing to your Lord and Savior. You sing with sweetness and with love from the depth of your being. Because singing praises God, and it is an honor to praise God. We're created for it, we're commanded to do it, and it connects us to God, each other, and to ourselves. Praise the Lord with gladness, all the earth. Amen.